Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Jesus is still the head of the church, which is His body. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Welcome to our New Testament overview. As we think about the book of Ephesians, the theme of this segment, Romans through Jude, is about Christian living, how to live for Christ. And Ephesians tells us how to live for Christ as a member of the Church of Christ. We might can entitle every chapter in this book, A Relationship to the Church of Christ. Chapter 1, we must realize Jesus is the head of the church. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16, we must realize reconciliation takes place in the body, the church. Verses 14 through 16, both Jew and Gentile are reconciled in the one body. We glorify God in the church of Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 20 and 21. We glorify God when we realize there is one church, the church of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 4. We glorify God when we realize the church is the bride of Christ, and therefore we must behave and act responsibly as members of the Lord's body. And our relationship as members of the Church of Christ is to realize we are the army of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And so the church is essential in God's plan of salvation, and I've got to live my life properly as a member of the body of Christ. Do we really allow Jesus to be the head, the authority? Do we understand that salvation can only take place in the church that Jesus died for? Are we really doing everything we can to glorify and bring honor to God as members of the body of Christ? Do we stand up for that one body Jesus died for? How are we behaving as the bride of Christ? Would we bring honor to Christ? And are we really fighting the militant fight of Christianity by opposing evil and spreading the gospel wherever we go? Friend, it is a high and holy privilege to be a part of the Church of Christ, and we must every day ask ourselves seriously, are we really living faithful as a member of the Church of Christ? If not, may we realize the importance of getting right before it's too late.
This is the gospel of Christ.